I don't know.
All right. How about if they were plowing with horses and they want to make one of them, they want to make it go left and then go right. Have you ever heard of the what they say to them?
No.
Okay. How about calling horses?
No.
This one.
I had to call my dog, so.
This one you might know. If you wanted to urge a horse on, what would you say to it?
I don't know.
How about if you wanted
what
to
do
make,
you mean?
If you want to make a horse start going, you'd say.
Giddy up.
Right.
Okay.
And if you want him to stop, you'd say.
Whoa.
All right. How about if you want him to back up?
I don't know.
Do you know how people call hogs? You might know this since you live in Arkansas.
I don't know how you would say it, but I've heard them. Yeah.
How do they say it? What have you heard?
Darn. Did they say suey or?
Suey.
Wow, okay. I knew that's what it is.
Suey, right.
Surely Razorbacks.
Yeah, the Razorbacks should know that. Every good Razorback should know that. How about to call sheep?
You don't say ba, do you?
I don't know, they
might. I don't know.
How about, now this you might know, to call chickens when it's feeding time.
I say your chicken or
something.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, people were trying to... If they had to hitch up some horses to get ready to go someplace, you'd say they had to
hitch them up.
All right. And I'm just going to say a word, see if you know this word. Do you know the word harness?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the word? Okay.
Harness.
Right, okay. Let's see, if people were plowing with a horse, what would you call the things that they used to guide them with?
Reins.
Very good. And if they were riding a horse, they'd use?
Reins.
And on a saddle, what do you call what you put your feet into?
Don't know.
Huh?
I know.
I know you know. If I say it, you'll know it. Stirrups.
Stirrups, right.
Yeah. And sometimes when people plow with horses, they have a... I'll just see if you've ever heard of this. Have you ever heard of a lead horse? Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. You know what it means?
Probably just what it says, leading the rest of them.
Leading the rest of them, okay. Okay, now if something like a house was not just next door, but you'd say, well now, it's not very far, it's just a little, it's not right next door, but it's on down the street, you'd say, it's not far, it's just a little.
Little way?
Yeah, right, okay. Exactly. And now if it was the opposite, if it was, like you'd say, yeah, it's that house is quite a
ways.
Good. If something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
If somebody slipped and fell this way, you'd say they fell
backwards.
And this way would be
frontwards.
If a little child might be talking about the teacher getting on to him, and he'd say, well, why is she blaming me? I
can't help it.
Or if he thought he didn't do anything, he'd say, I
don't know, or I didn't do it.
Right, I didn't do it, right. Now, if somebody apologized for breaking something of yours, you'd say, well, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
And a crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Have you ever heard, you probably haven't used it, but old people use an expression, I'm talking about something that might happen in the future. Like, they'd be talking about a little boy, and he's spoiled, and they'd say, when he grows up, he is so spoiled, he'll have trouble. He'll have trouble, like is not, or apt is not. Have you ever heard either one? Like is not, or apt is not?
No.
When people are plowing, the kind of trenches that a plow cuts are called?
I don't know.